Listen, we had them in on Sunday, and some tired bodies, all right. But looking forward to, now to the match, and it's going to be a big test, no doubt about it. We have home venue this time round. So, you know, it'll go right down to the wire.
And Declan, I know it was heavy going for the players, and it was a very busy period, particularly for those who are involved in the senior setup. But is it beneficial that they've got two competitive games under their belt ahead of what is another big championship encounter?
Well, listen here, the good thing about it, Oisin, is the fact that the guys have come out of it injury-free, and there's a big performance from the seniors on Saturday night against Tyrone, and all the lads performed well. So listen, they came back to us in full health, so you know, we're happy with that there. Tyrone have a very, very good under-21 team. They're well-organised, well-drilled. We know what to expect from them. As I said before, we've had them watched and we've seen them at first hand last Wednesday night. Difficult team to break down. And as I say, it's a game that will go down to the wire. And, you know, it'll be important from a Donegal perspective so we can use home advantage and get a big Donegal support back in these young lads.
Ciarán McGonigal picked up a knock the last day. Will he be available for Wednesday night?
He's struggling at the minute. Yeah, he's done ligaments in his ankle. We give him every opportunity. He's going to have to go through a fitness test now tomorrow afternoon, and we'll know more then. But he is improving, but it's going to be touch and go.
Rory Carr was involved towards the end of the original game. Can we expect the St Unions man to possibly see more game time come Wednesday evening in Balbofey?
Well, it's important for Rory getting game time, and he played with his club on Sunday afternoon also, and that's important. So he's been out of football for a long, long time, and that will take that bit of time just to get back into the game. But he's making good progress, and he'll be in the mix.
Is it fair to say you have to be more clinical in front of goal, Declan? 15 wides last week, and then we had that save by Danny Rogers and the hand of Ethan O'Donnell to really keep yous in the tie. So if yous are going to come through it, you know what Tyrone's about. An improved performance required from the Donegal camp?
Well, I think so. The performance wasn't too bad last Wednesday night. A lot of positives about it. The final third in terms of our decision making and our final execution. You know, 15 wides, I think to 5 was just a bad return on the evening. And we're hoping, and we'll have to be more clinical tomorrow evening if we're going to get over the line. But I'm hopeful that the lads can convert those chances into scores.